Praise God. Well, we are so thrilled this morning for those who God has put the word in their hearts. And I thank God for Debbie this morning. She teaches our women's Bible study, usually once or twice a month, and is so faithful to give the women the word of God. And so I've invited her this morning to come and to share with us what God has put upon her heart. Let's welcome her this morning.
Thank you, Pastor Dave. Now I have to get on my other pair of glasses. I'm not four eyes, I'm six eyes, so you'll see me switching around. These ones I can see, my other ones I can't, which I might like better. Well, happy Mother's Day to our super moms. That was a great video. Can't see you. Can't see you. That's okay. I can see a little bit. And as a woman, you wear many hats. You're a daughter, you're a wife, you're a mother, you're a sister, you're an aunt, you're a nurse, a teacher, a gardener, and a chef. Wow, that's a lot of hats, and that's just to name a few. We all wear many hats in our life's journey. My topic is titled, A Hat of Joy. Today, I'll be talking about hats, all types of hats, and uses for hats. So follow along with me and listen to all the hat stories and hear of their purposes. The Christian life is an amazing journey. We are on the noblest road that the world has ever known. And Corrie Ten Boom said that this morning in my devotion. And I thought, if Corrie Ten Boom says it, it's got to be true. We are traveling on our life's journey to a life beyond amazing, and this is when we learn to develop our character. Buckle up, this could be a rocky road with remarkable rewards. But I must say, it's your choice. It requires a love relationship and will only be developed with quality time spent with God. I'm looking forward to sharing some stories with you today. You will hear stories of the secret to victorious living from those who love the Lord. If we desire to grow in His holy character, this can be done by allowing God to work in our situations and give us opportunity for us to react and to grow in Plan B. And I talk about Plan B a lot, and that's why I'm talking about Plan B again. That's what I talk about. How are we going to react to adversity and trials? And what is Plan B, for those of you who have not heard it? This is not what you or I had in mind at all. It's not the way we envisioned it. And thank you. Love that feedback. This is not the way I envisioned it this summer day 2 years ago. It was raining. It's pouring outside on the morning of my garden tea when I was setting up all the tables with all the teaware for tea. Weeks and weeks of planning had gone into this fundraiser event. My heart cried sadly as my aunt encouraged me to continue on despite of the downpour of rain And she said to me, God is in control. So I continued on setting up my tables and all my teaware with my raincoat on. Now this is amazing. 45 minutes before the tea, the rain stopped and the sun shone so brightly it dried up all the rain on the sidewalks. Oh my, 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 what a delightful day it was after all. Beauty had entered my garden and we all felt its presence. Jesus is the fragrance after the rain. Plan B, this was the place of weakness and trust. I've had years of bad weather during the garden teas, thunder and lightning and rain, power outages. Yeah, how was I gonna boil water for tea? How was I gonna handle something that is out of my control? Well, I was so unsure of myself when I stepped out in faith, and I'm gonna say some of you will too when you're stepping out in faith. You question yourself, did I do the right thing? Well, after a few years of bad weather, the rain and the wind and the thunder and the lightning and the mosquitoes and the power bumps, I began to realize that God was forming character in me. Thank you, Lord, for your faithful love towards me. These trials are simply God's way of training us to bring us to a place of maturity, a place of joy. How was I going to react when things don't go the way I planned it? It wasn't about the tea. It was about me. It was about character building and building endurance. It was plan T and plan P, trials and purpose. God is in control of the weather. Just trust Him and carry on. God wants us to be a people of love, joy, and peace. I'm learning to wear a hat of joy with the flower of peace. Doesn't that sound nice? But I must hang on to my hat as it wants to blow away in the wind. And here's a scripture to hang on to when that hat is wanting to blow away. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. And I reference that to John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. And here's a song I sing at times when I'm in my quiet space and I have my CD, my music playing just quietly. And it's, I've got peace like a river. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. You know how a song goes right down deep? And here's the scripture from Romans 5:3-4. And this is from the Amplified Version. I thought it said it best. Afflictions and hardship produces patience and endurance. And endurance develops maturity of character. Plan A is our way. Yes, we plan. Oh, we plan, don't we, Gina? We plan. And we visualize how it's going to turn out. And it often doesn't. Plan G is God's way. We always have to say, okay, it's not always our way. It's God's way. Wow. And it's always the best, isn't it?
Amen.
The best way to learn God's way is day by day. The conditions and the tests permitted by God by laying down our will of acceptance to His. This is a life-changing choice. Here's another hat. We put on a white hat of surrender. Going from the known to the unknown is very frightening. The idea of being changed through difficulty and danger can make us tremble. And I don't like it when the pastor preaches on that. I'm going, oh, don't preach on that, pastor. I don't like it. You know how you tremble when you have to go to the dentist? Do you ever tremble? I do. It's like, oh no, I got a cavity. Why did I eat so much sugar? And why was I not brushing my teeth more? Anyway, that can make me tremble. However, God promises that He will help us and His Word will make the necessary provisions in our heart so we can walk the way He chooses. And thank you, worship team, for playing that song. Let Thy Word be a lamp unto my feet. And I needed that. I needed that for today because I want God's Word to be the lamp unto my feet. In Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man are established by the Lord, and He delights in His way. I have permission to share a few stories from some ladies. And the first one is moving from Nigeria, the city of Lagos, I hope I'm saying that right, population 20 million plus, all the way to Canada, all across the provinces, and they land in our, and she lands in our little town of 6,000. Wow. I thought, this is crazy. Crazy. How did that happen? And then I asked, how did Funky's mother feel to release her daughter to another country? So I asked Teo, I said, Teo, how did it feel to release your daughter to another country? And this is what she said. She is so proud of her daughter to leave her country and to come to Canada. Wow. Funky's mother wears a hat of pride. And this is a nice, fluffy, bright hat, as we can tell. Funky is wearing a hard hat, meant for hard work. She is here to contribute to the work of God. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Now the next lady I'm going to talk about, she's not here today, but she knows I'm going to speak of her. She's a single mom, and life did a real turnaround from being married and having kids to divorce and raising children alone, to overcoming a sudden illness, from losing a mother and having a granddaughter all born in the same week. Her heart was sad, it was sorrowful, and happy and joyous all at once. She wears many hats. And I want to brag on our music leader. I have come to know this wonderful lady as a woman of fun and happy hats. Musician, teacher, encourager, instructor, singer, and she is fun at it. She makes beautiful music. Her biggest joy was teaching kids piano and violin. And I also had to add on there, she is patient and kind. And I think that makes a good music leader. Enlarge our hearts to embrace Your choices, dear Lord, knowing Your love paves the way. Hand your heart into His hands. You're in good hands.
Amen.
James 1, 2, verse 2 says, "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing the testing of your faith produces patience." Now I added to that endurance, and you add character to that, and you know what you got? You got the Christian life. That's what it's about. There is joy in the journey. Here's another hat. The next hat is a child's hat. Her innocence stolen from her like Rahab's. But Jesus puts another hat on her. He found it in the lost and found. It was a very large hat. And he puts it on her head. "Oh, but it doesn't fit," you may say. "Don't worry, you'll grow into it." Jesus sees the finished product. If we're not prepared, we can be knocked off balance in the same way a clap of thunder and a sudden bolt of lightning on a relatively clear day. Like me, you may not have recognized that God was working in your heart. He was putting you through the test. You didn't fail the test. You just got another one. Many of you have down through the years have gone through some tough stuff. And your heart often wonders why. Why all these trying circumstances? Calm your hearts, dear hearts. Know that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you so much. He will climb the mountains to be with you, even a mountain called Calvary. And he wore the hat of thorns. Sin may have left a mark on you, but praise God that his love doesn't depend on what you do or don't do. He proved that love when he laid down his life for you. This truly is love. Delight yourself in the Lord, the Word tells us, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 37:4. God Himself placed those desires there. He will probably bring out the desires in a way so different that you would ever think. That is when we recognize Plan G, God's plan. And that is the best plan. You can leave it in God's hands and trust Him. God specializes in things called impossible. And I'm going to say mission impossible sometimes. Yeah. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. My ways are higher than your ways." Isaiah 55:8-9. Thank you, Jesus, that your ways are perfect, even though I can't see them at the time. Now, we have a heart of gratitude. And we put on our white hat of surrender. We take that off, and now we're putting on a hat of gratitude. Are you keeping track of the hats? A yielded heart. My favorite book in the Bible, the Song of Songs. "I am my beloved, and his desire is towards me." My sister was faced with cancer, but God prepared her for the journey with the scripture from Isaiah 41:10. And if you're ever faced with that, please underline that for yourself. And I'm going to give you an amplified version of that. Isaiah 41:10. You may even want to mark it. "Fear not, for I am with you. I will help you, and I will hold you." That's just amplified, my amplified version. She clung to that scripture as she went through treatments. She was a missionary in the cancer clinic, and she was bringing a word of hope to hurting ears and hearts as she spoke with her cancer scarf on. She was the one that can speak to those hurting hearts. Because she was walking through it. She chose to live a life by walking with Jesus, to trust Him with everything in her life, whether it be life or death. And she is doing really well today. Praise the Lord. She now wears a hat of joy. Lord, I appreciate the work that You are doing in me. Bring the fruit of Your work in perfecting my character to full harvest. See God's hand at work in your situations and the circumstances you face. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Now I put on my trusting hat. The Lord wants to prune us and make us healthy and flourish in life. And this looks like Plan G. God wants a fruitful harvest. Jesus is now going to put on His garden hat. One of my favorite scriptures is from Zephaniah 3:17. And I love this one. The Lord is in your midst, the Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you in His love. And He will rejoice over you with singing. Now, I'm going to speak to you a little bit in the Spirit, so I hope you can grasp it. This is the Lord's song, John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyard keeper. Every branch in me that doesn't produce fruit, He removes. And He prunes every branch that produces fruit, so it will produce more fruit. Wow. I thought that was very good. Now I'm going to say, don't fight this time. When the Lord prunes, He sings as He gets rid of the dead branches. As He knows this will bring a sweeter fruit of righteousness in all of us. You want to know what the song He sings? Read John 15 when you're just in your devotions. And He sings, abide in me. Abide in my love. And we respond back in song. Be still, my soul. Love is kind, gracious, and extends mercy. After the pruning, you will see early signs of purpose and plans bursting forth. Yes, the chill of the gloomy and angry winter is past. The cold winds of trials no longer blow. We now have deep roots. From a rosebud to a blossoming rose. A sweet fruit of love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I encourage you to let the Lord have His way and trust Him. Don't fight it. Count it all joy, the Word says. God has spent a lot of time on you developing your character, preparing you for something great. Don't let your fruit be sour grapes. God puts on us a hat of joy and tells us, may my joy remain in you and be full of joy. And this is our choice how we respond. The Lord is my strength and my song. As a seasoned Christian, you have put on many hats. You put on your surrendered hat, your hat of gratitude, a hard hat, fun and happy hats, a hat of joy with a bow of peace, a trusting hat. But we're not done. The pastor tells us he's here for the harvest. Jesus is looking for the bride for the end time harvest. This is where you wear your bridal veil. And it's not white. It's an army hat. Seasoned saints, it's an army hat. And we need to be armed and ready for war.
Amen.
Matthew 9:38. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Jesus is looking for a partner to harvest the nations with the gospel. There are so many people that want to sing Amazing Grace. I once was lost, but now I'm found. God wants the intercessors to be on duty.
Amen.
Not weary, but ready. Not battle-worn, but battle-hardened.
Amen.
People, there's a change in the air. We are traveling on a sacred journey of purpose. Your journey has made you ready to speak into lives. Step into your purpose and travel on, dear saints. There's a song that I've asked the worship team to sing, and it's the God of the mountains, and He's also the God of the valley.